From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Mosul is surrounded.
Iraqi forces have now cut off every road out of Mosul. ISIS is trapped.
The voice of U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for the Global Coalition to Counter ISIS, Brett McGurk, updating the status and a pending victory for Iraqi troops in reacquiring the city of Mosul in their fight against Islamic State. VOA asked James Jeffrey of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy if the coalition's rapid offense is keeping pace. He says it's more than that.
The State Department coordinator for the fight against ISIS, Brett McGurk, has said that all of the roads have been cut off. The ISIS forces remaining have been surrounded. There are some reports that up to 60% of the western side of the city have been taken in the course of the day. So it's clear that we have got, despite all of the wringing of hands of people about the battle for West Mosul, that we have a huge victory coming.
The Islamic State overran Mosul in the summer of 2014. The Iraqi coalition took back eastern Mosul from ISIS earlier this year. An al-Qaeda-linked group called the Levant Liberation Committee has claimed responsibility for twin blasts near holy shrines frequented by Shiites in the Syrian capital of Damascus that left 74 dead. The attacks came 2 weeks after members of the same group hit security offices in the city of Homs. A huge pile of garbage at the dump on the outskirts of Ethiopia's capital of Addis Ababa collapsed, killing at least 46 people and leaving several dozen missing. It's not immediately clear what caused the collapse, which buried makeshift homes where about 150 people live. The landfill has been a dumping ground for the capital's garbage for more than 50 years. This is VOA News. Leaders of European Union countries have criticized Turkey, while the dispute over the Turkish government's attempts to hold rallies in European countries has been growing. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Germany and the Netherlands of Nazism and fascism because officials blocked rallies there. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte spoke with reporters after the Netherlands refused to allow Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu to come into the country for a rally.
We told them that we are against such a visit because this is a Turkish minister, and we don't think it is right for Turkish ministers to campaign in the Netherlands amongst Dutch people with potentially a Turkish passport, yes. But first of all, Dutch people to campaign here in the Netherlands.
Over the weekend, Dutch riot police clashed with hundreds of Turkish government supporters in Rotterdam as about 2,000 protesters gathered outside the Turkish consulate to show their support for President Erdogan. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson making his first trip this week to Japan, South Korea, and China as the top American diplomat. North Korea's provocative gestures, such as firing multiple missiles into the Sea of Japan this month, have been so strident that Washington said it's moving away from considering the option of direct engagement with North Korea. Human rights might also be on the agenda, as a group of independent experts is calling for the government of North Korea to be brought before the International Criminal Court for gross violations of human rights, including crimes against humanity. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on a report submitted to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva.
The experts agree the government of North Korea has done nothing to end the widespread and systematic violations committed against its population over the past 3 years. In 2014, a commission of inquiry issued a damning report. Bangladeshi legal expert Sarah Hossein says it is the primary duty of the government itself to bring perpetrators of violations in that country to account.
In these circumstances, we call on the international community to continue to pursue a referral of the situation in the DPRK to the International Criminal Court.
The UN experts also recommend the establishment of an ad hoc international tribunal, which could act as a deterrent for future crimes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Officials report there are up to 120,000 political inmates in four prison camps who are at risk of torture, forced labor, and summary execution while in detention. And police officials say a car bomb exploded on a busy street in Somalia's capital Monday, killing at least six people and wounding four. Authorities say the explosion took place near a hotel in Mogadishu. There's been no claim of responsibility for the bombings. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.